Welcome to Dream It, Dare It, Do It, Live the Life You Want. I'm Jasmine, and today I have, for those of you listening on YouTube, you get to meet Beauté yet again, who decided that she loves my guest and she has to be my arms. So today, people, I have the pleasure of having you meet Kate Roberts. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Jasmine.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So for my listeners, I think I spoke about this in my podcast in the past, but last year I started working with the Three Principles Global Community, and I'm working with them with, you know, their processes, and I'm working with them with their website, and, you know, I'm basically, you know, a consultant. And Kate works with the 3PGC also, and so therefore we're working closely together. And I love her. I just do. And we have these cool conversations and we do cool stuff together with the 3PGC. And so I said, you got to come on my podcast so that people get to meet you.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
So you work with the 3PGC, but you're also a coach, right?
That's correct.
And you also have a podcast with Wynn. My audience already knows who Wynn is. So what is your podcast about?
Our podcast with my co-host is Wynn Morgan. And we do a podcast called Under the Noise. So we've been doing that for a few years now, but essentially it's any range of topics, but they all fall under the idea of what's possible when we have less on our minds and we're less focused on the noise in our heads. That's essentially, and it could go anywhere. We never really know where it's going to go. A little bit like this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to go either. This is so fun.
Yeah, we have no idea, guys. We just said we're going to hit record and see where. We'll see what happens. But the thing that unites us both is, you know, this understanding that I've been talking about for years now. That is the three principles of mind, consciousness, and thought. And so we actually have been working on, you know, how to create basically our business, like, right? So it's like how to create the business of the Three Principles Global Community based on this feeling that underlies everything, right? So we do our best to stick to our feelings when we are, well, not feelings like emotions, but stick to, you know, what we feel is right in this moment when we're working together. All right, my dog still wants to get closer to you. I have to pull.
That's okay. You can get close.
So what I love, you know, working with you is that, first of all, contrarily to me, you don't seem to get annoyed with anything. It seems like I'm like, WTF, this, that, and you're like, oh. You're laughing through it all. So, like, did you ever, first of all, did you ever notice you do that?
Did I laugh?
Yeah. That you're pretty chill.
I feel like, if I'm being completely honest, I think a lot of the times, I can, and maybe this is from being a teacher for 15 years, right? A high school teacher. So there's always a lot of energy with teenagers. There's a lot of hormones. There's a lot of energy. They come in all angsty and, you know, loud and stuff like that. And so I guess it was just part of my personality that worked with young people in a way that the louder they got or the angrier they got, the quieter I got. And that was I was already quiet. And I knew that going into teaching, you know, like some teachers can just blow students out of the water as far as volume and energy. I was never like that. I was like, that's not me. And so I was like, well, what am I? You know, like, what are my skills as a teacher? And I used my kind of quiet nature to get them to focus and to settle down. And they always just seemed to kind of meet me there. And when I'm working with you, I just love your energy. And sometimes when you're like, when you get frustrated, I just think it's the most precious thing. And I just, but especially I don't know if I'm like that with everybody. We just have kind of cool energy together, right? Where it's not, I know you're not serious, you know, especially, you are, it's like 2 seconds long, right? So, yeah.
Especially when I do it in French, right? When I do it in French.
Like, I have no idea what curse words those are, but I know they are.
But it is kind of cool. Like I, cause I could still, you know, go into, I don't do it as much. You know, I have a fiery personality. I think I grew up in that kind of environment. Yeah. So I have a fiery personality. I mean, if I get upset, I mean, I get upset and people know, you know, they just know. And, but what was really interesting in our work, you know, we've been working together for a year now, and I saw myself, I could see my, I'm going to call it my ego, you know, like it was kind of like my ego would show up. And when I call it my ego, when I can see that I want to be right or wrong, or I want to look good, you know, like I'm pushing for the look good, right? So I see when that pops up, I see it, and I now know that that's not where I want to live. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to live in the space of, okay, tell me I look good. Like, it just, it doesn't do it for me. It doesn't fulfill me. Mm-hmm. And in the year that we've been working together, I've seen it pop up. And what is really amazing is that you're just like, meh. You're just like, it's a total disregard. It's a non-event. You just keep talking to, I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to the other one who's there to make a difference. Not to this one who wants, I don't think that you do it that way, but that's how it feels, you know?
You know, that is honestly one of the things that I love about you is how quickly you're onto yourself when that happens and how willing you are to vocalize that. Like, a lot of people don't either know that that's what's happening in the moment, maybe later, or just like an honest and authentic willingness to say, oh yeah, that's happening right now. That's totally happening. And I love that about you. I love that about you. So I'm not sure if I'm super good at that though. It takes me a little while. Like, I'll figure it out later. Like, in the moment though, I don't know if I can do that.
Well, I think I have this thing. I have another girlfriend that I speak with. And I've been speaking, you know, I speak the three principles all the time, you know, like I'm super interested when I hear it. Let's say I'm talking to a girlfriend and I'm hearing, you know, the made up thoughts that they're living in that moment. I have to say, would you like to see something different right now? Because I'm seeing something that maybe you're not seeing, you know, and this girlfriend. You're going to know who you are once I say what I'm going to say. this girlfriend says, you know, it's kind of cool to just be honest. She says, I think you're on to something, Jasmine. She's like, Just say it. Like, she was talking to me and she was like, you know, I really wanted to manipulate this guy into giving me such and such a thing. And I could see myself doing it, right? And she was like, I was just like, at one point she said, I saw it. And I was like, no, I'm not manipulating. If he wants to give it to me, he can give it to me. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But I don't need to do this action, you know, to get what I want. So, like, being honest, just look at what you're doing and just own it. Own it. And then if you want to keep it, keep it. And if you don't, let it go. Because it's yours.
You know, that actually makes me think of something that it kind of floats in and out of my mind. I don't know, maybe longer than this, but it feels like it's really been had a strong pull to it, maybe in the last year. But there's this love of truth that's been kind of growing for me. And it even seems to show up, you know, in those situations when you're right. I mean, you just know you're right, right? They know you're right. You know you're right in some situation or some relationship or something like that, right? There's just no question. Even that, I get a sense that there's a deeper truth, even if it's true. Like, even if it's kind of true in this of humaning thing that we do around each other, you know, I sense that there's a wider perspective and a deeper truth to anything that's happening. You know, our friend Stephanie Benedetto, she likes to think of it like zooming in and out. So when it looks really real and it's really visceral and you're just like caught up, you know, that's super focused. That's super zoomed in. And she likes to think of it as like when things settle down, we kind of have this zoomed out perspective, like a wider perspective, like a infinite intelligence, like closer in that direction than whatever looks really true to us in the moment. And I don't need to figure out what that is. That's just, I don't know if I even can with my little brain, but there is something about even in situations like that, right or wrong, feel good, don't feel good. I sense that there's a deeper truth than anything that I can come up with.
Well, you know, for me, the right and wrong, the good, the bad, the should, shouldn't, can, can't. That's kind of a game for me. That's kind of like an intellectual game that we all play. I think human beings, we all play at it. And then we have, you know, the stronger belief. Like, I know that a lot of the time, you know, if I haven't read the room and I start saying there's no right or wrong, like I get a lot of, no, there is, you know, like you got to read the room. Sometimes it's just not so good, right? But the fact is that there's what is And then there's whatever we make up about what is.
Yeah.
And generally, it's going to have a, you know, it's going to be playing in a seesaw. You know, it's either it's really good or it's really bad, or it's good or it's bad, but it's going to be one or the other. And I think that that deeper truth that you're talking to, that you're pointing to, is that there's things that are just is. Yes, our intellect will go, well, this is really bad.
Yeah.
Right? So that's kind of like the intellect, but it's, we're the ones making up that it's bad, right? We're the ones who don't like it. We're the ones who like it. You know, it's still a personal thing. Yeah. And sometimes we have other people that have the same personal thing as we do, right? But the fact of the matter is, things are. Life is. It's not always easy to see it as such. Like, we can, you know, when I'm in the middle of trying to create a form that doesn't want to do what I want it to do, you know, I kind of get pissed, and then I do the human thing. Oh man, most of the time I suck, you know, like that's the kind of thing that shows up when that happens for me. It's like, oh man, I suck. And then when I suck, then I have to not suck. You know, like, how can I no longer suck? And then I get into this tailspin until I can calm it down and then just go, okay, wait, I'll figure it out. Like, if I get stuck in that, I suck, I don't suck, how can I not suck? I know I'm not going to go anywhere. Yeah. I can eventually get there, but it's going to take much longer. And I think that the older I get, the less I want to spend time in there. Like, it's a lot of stress, you know, to live in that world of, you know, figuring it out. I would rather settle down and then look at it again and just see, like you said, with perspective, you know, how does it work, and try to understand it rather than comprehend. I do a lot of, in my work, I do a lot of, you know, understanding what's going on instead of memorizing how it works. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when we first learned the three principles, right? There's mind, there's consciousness, there's thought. This is what mind does. This is what consciousness does. This is what thought does. That's kind of like, we have it here. Okay, I understand. But then you do something and you're like, I don't get it. What? I know you guys told me this, but I don't get it, right? Because it's an understanding. At one point, you're going to just understand. Like balance. You know, I could have said, put your feet on the pedals and just push, you know, and start pedaling and don't fall. And you're like, okay, get it. And then, you know, you understood it. And then you get on there and you put your 2 feet and blam, you fell flat, right? That's how we all started. And at one point, we got it. And then we try to put into words something that we did because we understood something inside our body. And even if you say the words until the person gets it in their body, they're not gonna get it.
Yeah. I feel a little bit closer to seeing the truth of this, but some days not so much. I don't know if I'll ever really understand.
I get you. I think there's a trust, you know, that's we're gonna be fine, you know. everything is okay, really. if we can just get into like, no, everything is okay, really. And this is, it's so funny because as I'm saying it, I'm hearing my I'm hearing my intellect going, yeah, but sometimes it's not okay, Jasmine. You know, sometimes this is that. But what I mean is, even if you think it's not okay, you are okay in this moment because you're actually thinking about how it's really wrong, how it's gonna fail, how it's gonna suck, or how it sucks. How it sucks the way that it is, like you're making all of that part up, right? But in the end, right now, you're always okay. If you can stay there or trust that that's always there. Then we can navigate anything.
What would you say to somebody who said, Jasmine, how do you trust?
Yeah. Maybe trust is not the right word. Maybe faith? Mm. Like, how do you know? Like, do you trust that the sun is going to wake up tomorrow? Might have clouds, but it's always there. You can trust that. It's that kind of thing, right?
You know, mine. You know, especially just in the last year, there has been this thing about trust, about as it, but not, it doesn't really feel like it's an action that I'm doing. Trust seems to imply that I have something to do with that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But in that, I don't know, it really has kind of come to an interesting place in my life where I honestly don't know if any of the thoughts that come to me from my intellect, anything that shows up from there, I don't know if I can trust any of that. Because even if it sounds good or feels good, to a certain extent, I know I'm still completely underestimating the moment. All I know how to do is limit, judge, discourage, and completely underestimate the living intelligence that we're a part of in every moment.
But how do you know it's coming from your intellect?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think 3PGC just did a webinar on it yesterday. It was like the difference between personal thinking and wisdom, right?
Well, actually, it says it all in just the title you just said, because like what we're talking about is the personal thinking that we have, right?
You know, I've asked that question myself and had conversations with people like, how do I know the right? And that's in quotes, right?
Yeah.
How do I know like what's showing up if that's the way to go? And the only thing that's ever landed for me as far as an answer to that is that when I'm moving forward, from wisdom, from whatever wisdom is showing up to me in the moment, I don't ask that question. It's the only thing that's ever hit home for me is that if I'm moving in this beautiful direction and I just know that's the way to go, I'm not asking that question. So if I'm wondering, I'm up here.
That's fantastic.
I don't, that's not really an answer, but that's but, the no, only but it thing is that makes an answer. Sense to me.
I agree with you totally. Like I do these, you know, when I make examples, I talk to friends and I give them examples. I'm like, well, it's just because, you know, you're insecure about whatever thought is happening. When you are secure, when you know, it doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't even matter what you're thinking. Like, you know, like you could think anything you want. There's somewhere inside of you where you just know. And when you have that spot, when you're there, you don't need anybody's advice. Like I do, like the one I use a lot is, let's go rob a bank. Come on, Kate, let's go rob a bank. Let's go meet Mikey, let's go rob a bank. And people are like, well, I'm not gonna do that.
Nobody's taking you up on that?
Nobody took me up on it yet. You know, and I'm just like, I say it and already I'm like, I'm never gonna do that, right? Like there's things that I'm never gonna do. Mm-hmm. And you know, in the past, I got shaken on a few of these things. Like there are things I'm going to say, for example, using drugs, you know, very young. It was like, it was a no for me. It's like, no, I'm not going to use drugs. And I did use, I mean, I smoked pot. Don't go crazy, people. I just smoked pot. I smoked pot and it was like, it just didn't work with me. It just didn't work with who I am. And then I stopped, but I learned it, right? I was like, you already knew this, Jasmine. Like you went into your head and you said, oh, well, I should, because all my friends are doing it. I'm going to be cool if I do it. And blah, 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 blah. There's this whole thing, right? That occurred in that understanding that I don't do drugs, right? But in the end, I do come back to, it's not even me, I come back to, I'm going to say me, but it's more like of a knowing. I come back to the knowing of what it is that I want to do, what it is that I don't want to do. Not because I don't want to do this because of this, like all of the intellectual things, right? And that's what we learn if we're, like, I remember being young, you know, it's like, okay, do this. No, why won't you do it? Come on, do it. Right. And we get this coax and young, I remember, you know, and I think we do it under a misunderstanding of, you know, why people should push themselves. There are other ways of doing it, I think, you know, but it's good to come back to ourselves. Get to that place where you're not asking yourself any questions. And even if you think, yeah, maybe I should go rob a bank, you're not going to do it. So it doesn't matter what you think.
You know, that just made me think of, I can't remember if it was like Rich Lippmann or somebody else, right? But they do this kind of, I'm not big into kind of techniques or strategies and stuff, but he used to do this thing, I think it was Rich, and he basically would, if he was working with someone who couldn't choose between two different things, right? There are two things, maybe it was Michael, I don't know, but two different things felt like I could do either or, right? And so basically he makes them commit to flipping a coin. So whatever the coin decides, you have to commit to whatever that is. That's the answer. That's so they agree to it, right? And so he tosses a coin and they're like, wait. Because as soon as they committed to it, they knew which way they wanted to go.
Yeah.
Because they weren't in their head anymore. They're over there with the coin getting flipped, right? And their commitment that they just made. And so there's something inside of us a lot of the times that if we just know, like if we were forced to, there's a direction we already know to go in. And I kind of feel like when we get out of our heads like that, there is a knowing. There is a knowing. And there's also a knowing that, honestly, doesn't matter sometimes.
Yeah.
If you can't get it wrong.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite thing to say. It doesn't matter. Like, yeah. You know, there's so many things that we worry about. And in the end, whatever we worry about really doesn't matter, because it's not even here right now. It's not there. You know, it's so kind of like, okay, what should you be thinking about now? Like, okay, right. I'm fine now. I don't have nothing to do. I'm recording a podcast episode right now. Well, what if the doorbell rings? What if the dog barks? What if the cat, like, I could go into that tailspin, and I'm like, no, that's not how it is. And if the dog barks, I'll figure it out. If the doorbell rings, I'll figure it out. If the, you know, that's how it is in life, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm 54 now. So now there's this new thing. There's a commercial on TV where the bank is making an ad about, you know, retirement, right? Well, you know, I'm 54, I should be retiring at 55, you know? And then in this commercial, there's a timer and it says 12 years till retirement. And then it just like turns, like clicks, you know, it's turning on. And I'm like, wow, should I be worried about that? You know, I kind of go into this, maybe I should. Maybe I should be worried about it, because I got no plan. Yeah, but what, and then I start going into it, right? And I'm like, well, I'll figure it out. If I decide to retire next year, which I'm not going to, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I think it's underrated. I'll figure it out is underrated. And it doesn't mean that we don't make plans. It doesn't mean that we're like, oh, I'd like to go that way. Let me go this way.
I don't know if I want to figure it out. I feel like I've been doing that my whole life.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, in the moment, if something happens, like when I say figure it out, it's a figure of speech, you know, you'll know what to do in this moment. Like, there's no time where, you know, you're sitting there, the doorbell rings, and you're like, what should I do? Should I open? What if, you know, like, if we stay in the moment, okay, the doorbell rings, hold on, let me go. It's the same thing with, okay, I just received a letter. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, there's something about just deal with what's going on in the moment.
And what's really cool is that we always seem to know in the moment.
I tried to put her down, but
that's okay.
That didn't work.
Hello.
Well, Kate. Besides working at the 3PGC, do you have anything going on, like, with Kate Roberts coaching? Like, is there...
Oh, like events and stuff like that? I don't, actually. That's so funny. I don't have any. I know at one point, Wynn and I are going to run a retreat of some sort for Under the Noise people, but no, I don't have any events coming up. It's mostly just at this point working with individuals. So,
and what yeah, do you so work with? Here. Like, what do people come to see you for?
Maybe. Oh, really? Anything? Yeah. I don't really have a topic that I love to specialize in, but you know, it's really neat too, because you know, the more time that I spend in this conversation, and you know, especially in conversations, you know, with people in the 3BGC and being part of the calls and recordings, and I get to see on a deeper, kind of a deeper level, like this desire for willingness. This is a really, like, kind of, I don't know, beautiful thing that I've seen maybe in the last 6 months is, am I willing? Like, am I willing to look at every single thing that I think is going on and know that there's only one thing going on? And so, you know, when I get asked about, you know, do I specialize in anything or do I work around one subject? The thing is, I don't, because there's just this knowing that there really is only one thing going on.
You know, everybody's going, okay, Kate, what is the one thing? You know, you can't leave them hanging like that.
Okay, so well, I wasn't sure, you know, I didn't know if your audience was all three P people, because they would be like, yeah, it's true, right? Well,
some people, you know, some people might just have found us because they saw our pictures and they thought we were cute and they said, okay.
The only thing that's ever going on is that I'm experiencing my life from the inside out, that I'm only ever experiencing thought in the moment. So whether it's people who want support around relationships or money, anything, like, it all comes back to one thing, and it's so simple. And it feels like the truth that I find with people in that conversation ends up wrapped in that feeling you were talking about in the beginning of the podcast. You know, because we settle down.
So how about we invite people to join the Three Principles Global Community? So anybody that's listening, you can go to 3pgc.org and you can sign up as a free member to begin with if you want to. And then you can get to, you know, listen to these recorded calls that we've had. And we basically talk about that, you know, and we just use different subjects. But it's all coming back to this. right? And so I think free members get the explorations of Sydney Banks' books, right?
Yeah, webinars, like anniversary videos, things like that. So there's a few things that free members get just by joining. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend who joined and she says, I go to sleep with you guys every night because she likes to listen at night, you know?
Yeah.
So, very nice.
Thanks, Jasmine.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for accepting my invitation.
Of course.
And we're going to put your website in the description.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people can get in touch with you if they want to.
I would
and
love
then,
that.
Of course, they can get to meet you by just joining the 3PGC because you're the girl who takes care of it all.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's fun.
All right. Well, thank you very much again. And
yeah, thank you.
I'm going to say to everybody else, I'm going to say, dream it, dare it, do it, live the life you want. And I'll see you next episode. Take care. Bye.